Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Can we go to church for a little bit? Alright. Now before they start playing, I just want everybody to clap your hands real good. Clap it, clap it. Come on. Give me a little bit more on the track. That's it. Come on, it's too late to be quiet. Come on, clap those hands. Let it out.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio One. I'm your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, and I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio One is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Everlasting life. He that believeth shall have everlasting life. When you enter into glory, you're gonna tell the story, how you made it over and how you've obtained everlasting life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for having the opportunity to come before you right now. We thank you, Lord, for everlasting life for those that believe us. Father God, we thank you for this is the day that you've made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for all things, and we thank you for it being well with our soul. We ask that you will look down on the land, Father. Have mercy on the nation. God bless America. Help the government, Father God, to make the right legislation and put the right rules and laws into place in the name of Jesus. We ask that, Father God, that you will lead and guide them and watch over us, Father God. Protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And let us, Father, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, and then everything else will be added unto us in Jesus' mighty name. He that believeth shall have everlasting life. Isn't that wonderful? If only we believe. When I was asking the Lord and seeking the Lord for what to discuss today or to minister today, the word suddenly came into my spirit. Suddenly. And Jesus is suddenly going to do a new thing in our lives. He's doing a new thing right now, but he's going to do it suddenly and quickly. Our scripture is coming out of Mark, the sixth chapter. If you have a pen, and we're going to read the first through the 11th verses. Mark 6, 1 through 11. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse. But be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, in what place soever ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. So here we find Jesus being marveled at the unbelief of the people. They did not believe. Father, help our unbelief in the name of Jesus. After they saw these miracles that were wrought with his hands, they still did not believe. So he couldn't do much but lay hands, he says, on a few sick folk and heal them, because he could not be where there was no faith, where they did not believe. To believe God. There's a girlfriend of mine, lives in California, and she and I, when we get on the phone together and we're talking about the goodness of the Lord, Pastor Ida, we say, I believe God. You just have to believe God. Just believe him and stand on his word. If he said it, then that settles it. Amen. So we have to believe God. And that song that says, he that believeth shall have everlasting life. And it suddenly, then, Jesus can do a new thing in your life and in our life. Old things will be passed away, and behold, he'll make all things new because we believe on him. If we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, then we shall be saved. That Father God, the Father, sent his only begotten Son into the world to die for our sins, then we shall be saved. He that believeth shall have everlasting life. But, O ye of little faith, we have to know that God is God, and beside him there is none other. Jesus, he couldn't do what he really wanted to do in the city. So he sent forth his, went on about, if you continue to read the rest of chapter 6 in Mark, St. Mark, they went on about two by two as together, and they cast out unclean spirits out of people because they were filled with his spirit, the Holy Spirit, amen? And they were endued with power to cast out unclean spirits. Amen. And he commanded these disciples to go to take no money, take no bread, take nothing for their journey but a staff. Because if we believe God, he said in his word that he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. So whatever we need, God has it. The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. So we don't have to worry about a script, any what we're going to eat, any money. We just must believe. Amen. Believe God. Have faith. Our dear evangelist Nellie Gathoni, she's displaced now in Kenya. And she just messaged me before the broadcast that the power had been out all day long because it's night now in Nigeria. And she just got power, received power. But yet she was still believing God and thanking God and encouraging me when she's going through, because why? She believes God. She's holding on to God's unchanging hand. They're flooding right now over in Africa. The rivers are breaking. I sent my sister and my mother and my aunt a video of a snippet of just the waters that are just pushing through and floods that's taking over our house and animals and wiping people out. Suddenly, he is doing a new thing. Suddenly, and Jesus is soon to come. Suddenly, he will turn things around. Suddenly, he will turn it in your favor. Suddenly, all things have been passed away, and suddenly, behold, all things become new of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul cannot help but to cry out, hallelujah, because he is a very present help in the time of trouble. When you are in trouble, Jesus, he said, a very present help. That means he's suddenly there. He's right there. He's suddenly a show up. You've experienced it. You know it. You've been in a hard, tough situation, and suddenly God showed up. Amen. suddenly he did a quick work. Suddenly he turned it around in your favor. 2:2. Reads, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Acts 9:3. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Suddenly, God will show up, and suddenly God will show out. Amen. We want to be careful that we are not suddenly destroyed. Amen. Amen. Acts 16:26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. That's when Paul and Silas prayed, when? At midnight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. At midnight, Paul and Silas began praying in the prison. Hallelujah. And suddenly, hallelujah, there was a great earthquake, and it shook the prison's foundation. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Suddenly, praise the Lord. How God operates suddenly. Just lay a hold on that word suddenly. Behold, he says, I do a new thing. Amen. When we enter back into the house of God, there will be a new thing. It'll be a new, it will operate in a whole new, a new thing. It's going to be a new, it's going to be a clean house. It's going to be, he's going to do the, in the house of God. He's doing it right now. He's cleaning house. Suddenly, as we mentioned last week, no one's sitting in the pool pit now, because see, Jesus said he's doing a new thing. And suddenly, no one can sit in the pool pit again, because God has a plan. And he has a purpose. Jesus was saying in Mark, the 6th chapter, that he marveled because of their unbelief. We still disobey God. We still harden our hearts. And we still are, some of us are still stiff-necked. After we done seen the hand of God manifest in our life and in the lives of others. Jesus said, a stiff-necked people, he will destroy suddenly, and that without remedy. A stiff-necked people, a stiff-necked generation, he said, I will destroy suddenly, and that without remedy. Jesus said in his word, his spirit will not always strive with man. He wants us to suddenly believe on him. God, he wants us to believe on him. Jesus Christ, the solid rock, that's where we stand. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on his word. When you study your word, when you open up the word, believe the word, pray the word. Sometimes you may not know what to pray, but if you can pray the word of God. Open up the Psalms, open up Proverbs, and pray the word of God, and ask God to suddenly show you give you a revelation, and to suddenly allow those scriptures that you are praying to manifest in your life. Watch God show up. Watch him show out and show his hand. Hallelujah. Because that's what he's doing now. Jesus is showing his hand. And he's letting people know, behold, I do a new thing. But he said also in Mark, the 6th chapter, when you are not received, once you believe and you are not received, then he says, shake the dust off of your feet and go on into the next city. Because Jesus said, if they hated me, he said, they'll hate you. Amen. If they persecuted Jesus Christ, they're going to persecute you if you believe. Lay hold on eternal life. That's what that song says. He that believeth shall have everlasting life. Lay hold on eternal life by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and being obedient word and doing his will and doing it his way. But he said in Mark 6 and 11, whosoever should not receive you nor hear you when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Woe. He says, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. You can't get comfortable now. This is not the season nor the time to get comfortable in Jesus Christ. He's bringing us out of our comfort zone, and he's letting us know that we have to go out and we have to compel men and women to come unto him. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, and I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. I give you rest for your soul. Just believe on me, and I'll suddenly work. I'll suddenly do a new thing in your life. Because if Jesus continues to tell us and present himself to us for us to hearken unto him and to hearken unto his word and to do what he's asking us to do, and we do not do him, calling us a stiff-necked generation. He says that, you know, you harden it, you stiffen it, you won't even try to repent, you won't get it right. He says, I will destroy suddenly. He said, that will I destroy suddenly and without remedy. You don't want to be destroyed suddenly. If you're destroyed suddenly, you can't repent of your sin. It's too late. You have gone on. The Bible tells us after death comes the judgment. So this is why we have to hearken unto the Lord. Ask the Lord, Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, help me to believe you are going to do what you said you're going to do. Because some people have lacked faith and they don't believe God. They'll believe him today and then they don't believe him tomorrow. We must believe because we walk by faith. You will displease God, like he says. He'll be marveled because of your unbelief. If he died on the cross, on a hill called Golgotha, and was nailed to that cross on that hill with a crown of thorns on his head and the nails to his feet and his hands, and he was pierced in his thigh and spat on in his face, my God, for our sins and the sins of the world, and then he rose again. He died, but he got up with all power, glory, hallelujah. And he ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father. And he says, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. He said, if it were not so, I would not have told you. The Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, shall come and lead and guide you in all truth. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today. Take him at his word. Lay hold to eternal life. Suddenly, he'll do a new thing in your life. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. If only we believe. Only we believe. Ecclesiastes 9 and 12. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare. So are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. Snared in the evil time. We don't want to be snared suddenly in an evil time. We're living in perilous times right now. Floods, earthquakes in divers places, wars and rumors of wars, pestilences. Don't be snared suddenly in evil times. Jesus is coming like a thief in the night, and we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. This is why we don't want to be caught with our work undone, because night cometh when no man can work. He says, work while it is day. Amen. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's yet near. He'll answer you suddenly. He'll show up and he'll show out. He'll do it. I know him for myself. Quick work. Suddenly. Suddenly do a new thing in your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus is awesome. He's so wonderful. He's a wonder in my soul. And I pray it's a wonder in your soul. But the 12th verse of, and they went out, the disciples, and preached that men should repent. That's all Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to repent, make an about face, change. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he says, then they'll hear from heaven. He says, and I'll heal their land. That's the kind of God we serve. If we do that, then suddenly we would hear from heaven and he would heal our land. Suddenly. Jesus would do it. Won't you do it and repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Because we have to be born of the water and of the Spirit. We must take on Jesus Christ in word and in deed. And he that believeth shall have and always will be, have everlasting life. Where you have that life, eternal life with Jesus Christ, and then after the heavens pass away, because he says, remember, heaven and earth is going to pass away. If our name is written in the Lamb book of life, he's going to build a new city. Ha, shiarabosi, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. A street, streets paved of gold, New Jerusalem, hallelujah. Where he is the light, hallelujah, the light of the world. And he will light the city. You won't have to worry about no power, glory be to God. Because Jesus is going to light up the city. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe on the Lord Jesus. Suddenly. And let him do a new thing in your life. Let him work it out for you. He'll fix it. He'll fix it. And he'll fix it just for you. God bless you.
Yeah. Can we go to church for a little bit? All right. Now, before they start playing, I just want everybody to clap your hands real good. Clap it, clap it. Come on. Give me a little bit more on the track. That's it. Come on, it's too late to be quiet. Come on, clap those hands.